For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. We are glad you have joined us for this year's first broadcast. Undoubtedly, most of us who made New Year's resolutions are still holding strong to those goals. No one ever plans to fail. But do we have a plan for when we fail? Or when life's unexpected disappointments come our way? Today, Pastor Holland continues a message entitled, Plan for Your Valley. Listen now as we conclude this sermon from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
All things are for His sake. But you know, when He died on the cross, it was all for our sake. Isn't that wonderful thought today? When Jesus died for us, He did it for our sake. And God forbid that we cannot live for Him for His sake. And allow the things to come in our life that we see, as hard as it may be to understand, valleys will come. When we face difficult times in our life, we must always remember, God never sleeps. Not only a vision of the plan of God, but then we see a vision of the praise of God. Look at the latter part. I've already read it. But it said, it's all these things for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. I've already mentioned it, and I won't stay here long. But again, I remind you that everything we do, everything God does in our life, is an opportunity to let our light so shine before others that they may see God and glorify Him for all that He's done for us. Not only a vision of the plan of God, but then we see a vision of the praise of God. Look at the latter part. I've already read it. But it said, it's all these things for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. I've already mentioned it, and I won't stay here long. But again, I remind you that everything we do, everything God does in our life, is an opportunity to let our light so shine before others, that they may see God and glorify Him for all that He's done for us. A vision of praise of God, it ought to be the goal of our life. No matter what the circumstances, whether they be favorable or whether they be evil, whether they be first or whether they be foremost, it ought to be, as we sing, to God be the glory. Great things He hath done. And friend, if God can take my life, and if God can get glory for something that happens in my life, thank God I owe Him something because of what He did for me. I need to give glory and honor to Him. Years ago, I remember, it was back in 99, there was a golfer by the name of Payne Stewart. Many of you may have heard of him and known of him. If you don't, I'll tell you the story. He was a golfer, but more than a golfer, he was a Christian man. He was saved and he loved God. And he never failed to share his testimony with others. He was a member of First Baptist Church in Orlando, Florida. One day he got on a plane, and I'm not sure where he was going, whether he was headed to a golf tournament. But some of you remember the story. We followed it that day. They came on the news and they said, we've lost contact with a plane that Payne Stewart is on. We've radioed, the plane's flying, we can see where it's at on the radar, but we can't get an answer, we can't get anybody to come on. But eventually the plane ran out of gas, it crashed, and of course all of them died if they wasn't already dead. They suspected at that time that it was some kind of a carbon monoxide poisoning or something that very quietly had put them all to sleep. And yet that plane crashed and Payne Stewart, a Christian, a man that loved God. Lord, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you take that old golfer that curses you? The old golfer that drinks the beer and the commercial and the golfer that has no time for God. God, why would you do that? I'll tell you why. They brought Payne Stewart's body back at First Baptist Church in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Jim Henry. It was broadcast on several of the major networks and it was broadcast on the Golf Channel. And the gospel was clearly and plainly given of people how they could know to be saved. Dr. Henry said as soon as the service was over that his phone lines at First Baptist Church Orlando became inundated with call after call after call. They began to receive emails. They began to receive inquiries. And people was wanting to know what Payne Stewart had. And he said, I don't know that we have a figure, but somewhere along the line, there was many, 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 many people that trusted God and got saved by the glory of God. You said, well, that's sad. No, it's not sad. I believe Payne Stewart would say, to God be the glory. If it took my life to get a whole bunch of people saved and into heaven, so be it. What a wonderful testimony of a man that loved God. And then thirdly, we see a vision of the power of God in verse 16. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our inward man perish, yet, he said, the inward man, he said, the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. I'm glad every morning when I get up, God gives me the strength and the ability and the breath to live another day and to serve Him. A vision of the power of God. Do you know it was a miracle that we got out of bed this morning? It was a miracle that we was able to come to the house of God. It was a miracle. God working in our life. And understand that God will sustain His children. But understand there's going to be some times when God can demonstrate His power when we're in the valley, in order that others may see Him. Fourthly, we see a vision of the promise of God. Look at verse 17, verse 8. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This verse makes a curious statement that our trials, there's two precious promises that we find in verse 17. First of all, in the first part, a vision of the promise of God. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. These 30 years that I pastored here only seems like a flash. I don't feel like I've been here forever. And I'm going to tell you, the shortness and the brevity of life is nothing to be compared to the eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ that we'll spend with Him. Understand today, He controls the load in our valley. God knows what we need and what we don't need. I've been guilty of this, and I think it's important to understand. I begin reading it and try to understand it, but, you know, oftentimes we talk about God's not going to put more on us than we're able to bear. And we take that from verse 1 Corinthians 10:13, that God's not going to put more on us than we're able to bear. But you know what? He's not talking about trials. He's not talking about valleys. Go read it. You don't have to do it now. But He's talking about temptations. He said He's not going to put any temptation on you that you're not able to withstand. So drawing that conclusion that He's talking about temptations, then it means that He can get us down pretty low. Get us to the point of feeling that it's almost unbearable. Getting to the point where we may even seem like we're breakable. But I want you to know God controls the load. And God knows when to lift the load. And God knows when to press the load. But just understand, God is in control of the load. And second of all, He controls the length of the valley. He knows how long we can take. He knows how long it will take. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you're a child of God and you're going through the valley, if I was you, I'd be happy in Jesus, because maybe it'll end quicker. God may have to make you go through the valley a little longer if you're not happy and if you're not trusting Him and if you're not glorifying Him. All I can say is God controls the load. God controls the length. He knows when to start it. He knows when to end it. He just needs us to do what is right according to His will. We must plan for the valleys. We must plan with a vision. And lastly, we must plan for the victory. I'm glad today, look at verse 14, you thought I'd skipped it, but I hadn't. There's a victory beyond the grave. He said, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. You know, there's a saying that went around a few years ago, life is hard and then you just die. That's the attitude of most people about life. But I'm going to tell you something. That's not my attitude. I tell you, to die is to be more alive than I am now. To die is to be in the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, I'm grateful for what God has done. You see, the same power, wasn't that a miracle when Jesus got up out of the grave? He wasn't asleep. He wasn't tired. He was dead. And the Bible said he arose victorious over the grave. Wasn't that a miracle? But you know, the moment God raised us, he said, "You hath he quickened who was dead in your trespasses and sin." Before we get saved, we're dead, man. We're dead. But God raises us up. And we're made alive. And one day we'll spend eternity with him forever and ever. Look over there, would you, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. He said, "We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." There's victory beyond the grave. We went to the graveside yesterday and it was getting cold and the wind was blowing. But I tell you, there was a hope that that body which we placed there, that one day the Lord himself should ascend from heaven. And with a shout and the voice of the archangel, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So there's victory beyond the grave. There's a victory abounding in glory. Again, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Paul tells us what we have to do to make it to heaven. Everything we faced in this life will be remembered as nothing when compared to the glory that we will share with others. The idea that you should keep in mind is, although we go through life is of ourselves facing a huge, huge balance of obstacles, we place our valleys on one side. We place the glories that are received on the other side. And we're able to do this and look beyond the pain and the suffering. And you'll see the glory will far outweigh the pain that you experience while going through the valley. And then lastly, this morning, verse number 18. Paul said, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." You know, we don't have to wait until we die to get raptured to enjoy the victory. It's ours today in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can face this year and say, "God, I just don't know if I can make it to another year." Or we can face this year and say, "By the grace of God and the help of God, I will make it. Because he will meet my needs." It just means that we learn to keep everything in the proper perspective, doing what Christ would have us to do. And friend, let me tell you something. The Apostle Paul was special. He was great. But what God did for him, he'll do for you. There's no difference this morning than you and I when it comes to the valleys we go through. The same God that brought Paul through will bring you through if you put your faith and trust in him.
Do you have a spiritual emergency plan for your life? We hope that this broadcast will encourage you to deepen your faith in Jesus Christ. When life's next valley proves difficult, will you turn to him? This sermon and many more are available free at our website, victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.